what's up? Welcome to Remember Blank, the Patreon exclusive show where I, Blessing, Addio A Jr., and Tim, motherfucking Geddes, remember shit. This week, we're remembering our favorite Pokemon Go memories. This is, of course, pulled from the pages of Tim's life. Tim,
I'm living
has been
a life.
Obsessed with Pokemon Go.
Yeah, obsessed is definitely the word to use. Like, I've been thinking about Pokemon a lot.
Yeah.
My entire life, you know? But I've been thinking about it in context of my life a lot in the last year or so, because Pokemon Scarlet and Violet kind of won me and you back over. We were both talking, but I was talking a lot of shit leading in to Gen 9 coming out and being like, I don't know, man, Pokemon's fucked up so much. I don't know that they could do anything to get me back. Turns out the thing to get me back is put out one of the most busted games of all time.
Yeah, exactly.
But like, real talk, there was something when you get past the very difficult to look past, and honestly, in a lot of ways, probably shouldn't be looked past, technical issues that game has, and general ugliness that the game has, even when the game is running well. The fun of collecting Pokemon and going out there and battling and getting the badges and doing all of it is just something that resonates with me very loudly.
And it's wild that I don't think it's been... I don't think it's replicable by any other brand. Like, so many other people have tried to be Pokemon, and there's no other Pokemon but Pokemon, right? Yeah. And like, we can list so many, right? Like, there's Digimon, I was gonna say Tamagotchi, but I guess Tamagotchi came before Pokemon, but you get where I'm going, right? Like, there are so many, I'm gonna collect the things, but none of them hit as hard as
catch
Pokemon.
Them all, right?
You gotta catch them.
They had the tagline, and it, like, that's the thing for me is growing up, I don't need to go through the whole story. People know. Like, Pokemon and me, like, go hand in hand, where I was 8 years old when it came to America. It was perfect. And I was all over it, from the TV show to the cards to the games and everything in between. This weekend, I actually found a picture of when they had the Pikachu Volkswagen in, like, 1999 do, like, a travel thing around America and different spots at malls to do esports. Like, it was a straight-up Pokemon tournament. And my mom brought me, and there's pictures of me, like, 9 years old in my first video game tournament with my fucking Game Boy with a link cable battling motherfuckers. I won one round.
Hell yeah.
Then I got absolutely destroyed. I didn't know what the hell I was doing. Mm-hmm. But I had so much fun back then. But thank you. This is it.
That's God.
That's the car.
That's awesome.
I have a picture of me with that damn car.
Holy shit.
But yeah, being so into it, and then over the years, over the generations, playing all of them, but more and more just kind of going through the motions of it all. I never expected what happened with Scarlet and Violet to just grab me and get me so back in. Like, it's weird where I can say, without a shadow of doubt, I am obsessed with Pokemon at this point. And a little disturbing and it's a little scary because I have financial means of my own at this point.
Mm.
I'm buying a lot of cards. I'm opening a lot of cards. I'm collecting them. I'm playing the games. I'm going back and like 100%. I'm like trying to catch them all in the mainline games. I want a living dex, is what they call it, Bless, where have a living version of each of the Pokemon. So not just Venusaur, but also a Bulbasaur and also an Ivysaur. Mm. That's a living dex, like having one of each. And I'm like, I need to do it. I have to. So I've been, you know, working my way through all of that. And then I got back into Pokemon Go, and I'm trying to do the exact same thing. I'm catching them all in every way possible. Mm-hmm. And it is taking over my life to the point that just talking about Pokemon Go, without question, I'm spending an active hour a day playing Pokemon Go. And like that, when I say active, I mean that is when I'm looking at my screen, playing, doing things on it.
Mm-hmm.
I am always playing Pokemon Go.
Oh, God. Bless. Do you have that little Pokeball? Oh, no. I don't think I'd realize this.
I have it on me at all times. Bless.
That's awesome.
I have it on me at all times. The Pokemon Go plus. I got to get them steps in. I gotta be catching them when
but
I'm
like,
not even catching.
Isn't this a good thing, right? The fact that you're so obsessed with Pokemon Go, because Pokemon Go is a reason to get out, take walks outside, take in the fresh air, right? Make sure you're getting your steps in, right? Pokemon Go, as much of it is, we're playing a video game here. You're also doing a lot, like a thing that's good for your well-being.
It is easily the best thing to happen to me walk-wise ever. I am walking minimum 50 kilometers a week. I don't know why they do it in kilometers. It really bothers me.
Can you not convert it to miles?
Mm-mm.
Oh, that's fucked up. No, it's real fucked up.
But I mean, it's wild. I'll be going out there casually walking 10 miles just because I got to do it. It's the event. And like, it gamifies it in a way that I'm just like, yeah, cool. This is the assignment. And G loves it because then we get to go on walks with the dogs and it's all awesome. I love it from the community side of things where being able to hang out with Andrew Goldfarb as much as I have recently is just mm-hmm. awesome. Like there's so much to talk about with this game that like is that fun. Greg always talks about like podcast games or like the games that you can just kind of hang out with your friends in mm-hmm. friends with. And I don't really have too many of those, but being able to do that with this has been so special to just hang out with Goldfarb, walking around the city, talking about Disney Plus shows or whatever, like just our lives mm-hmm. While playing and while actively like getting something done. And like, it's pretty wild, man. Like there is a lot in Pokemon Go, like so much more than like what people that gave up on it in 2016 would think. And I don't love it all. It is systems on systems on systems. And some of them are pretty damn ugh and upsetting to have to do and grindy, but then once you just commit to the grind, it becomes an obsession.
Yeah.
And I now have 695 of them caught, and there are 1,020 or so in the mainline games, but in Pokemon Go at this point there's only like 820. So
okay,
I'm like down like 125 or so away from having them all.
That's awesome.
I'm getting close. And again, I've been grinding. And a couple weeks ago, or maybe like 2 months ago on Games Daily, we called Andrew I keep wanting to say Garfield. I keep wanting to do it. We called Goldfarb and we're like, yo, I'm at level like 20 something. I'm trying to get to 40. How long is that going to take me? And then I'm trying to get to 50, which is the ultimate goal. Mm-hmm. And everyone was like, Tim, you're not going to even hit 40 by the end of the year. Like, it's such a grind, whatever. I am now about to hit 42.
Oh my God.
Yeah.
That's insane.
Yeah. So I did holy the shit. Impossible. Granted, they've made the events this season like give you a lot of XP, which is what you need to hit those levels.
Yeah.
Once you hit level 40, the grind from level 40 to 50 is like double the grind from 1 to 40.
Mm-hmm. Oh my God.
Combined.
Okay. That's insane.
It's like it's when the real game begins. It's essentially you beat the game at 40 and now you're trying to platinum it, and it is so much more difficult. The numbers of everything you have to do are so high, but here I am, I'm doing it.
That's it's wild to like, I guess, watch this happen to you. One, because like it's completely taken over your life mm-hmm. in a way that I would not have foreseen a year ago.
Me neither.
Right? But also I imagine that part of it is the fact that you're recollecting, like you're collecting Pokemon at the same time you're recollecting your childhood, right? Like you're having this moment that is now lasting forever, right? But this moment of nostalgia that is hitting for you, that is, oh man, I loved this so much as a kid, and oh man, now I'm being reminded of why this is so special to me. Yep. And I totally relate, right? Like that's why I love Pokemon Scarlet and Violet so much, despite how busted it was, right? Like it was a reason for me to go back and re-experience this thing in a way that I've always wanted. Oh man, it's feels truly open now. Oh man, I can tackle the gyms in any way that I want. Oh man, there's like really good characters here and really good, and a really good story. And I'm coming back to this thing that I once loved at the age of 8 years old.
Yep.
And I'm like, I'm feeling like an 8 year old again. And it's so wild when you think about how, again, when I go back to, you know, nothing can do it the way Pokemon can do it in terms of being this, I want to collect all these things. I have the Wikipedia open for the highest grossing media franchises, right? And I go through. And I'm going to start at Call of Duty, right? Call of Duty, $31 billion. I move up. Marvel Cinematic Universe, $32 billion. This is total lifetime revenue. Above that is Barbie. Above that is Wizarding World. Above that is Anpon Man, right? Above that is Disney Princesses. Above that, Star Wars. And then Winnie the Pooh. And then Mickey Mouse and Friends. That number one is Pokemon. $88 billion total revenue.
Dang.
Number one most grossing media franchise. And it's like, holy cow.
Yeah.
And for me, I look back at like the magical moments that Pokemon has given me, right? Of course, I grew up as a Pokemon kid because I was born at the right time for that shit, right? And so I got in at Pokemon, I think it was Pokemon Blue that I had. And I remember watching the premiere, I mean, not the premiere of the anime, but I remember watching the first episode of the anime whenever it would pop up on Cartoon Network and going from there. And I probably watched every episode as a kid of the first couple of seasons, right? I watched all of the like original season. And then I watched the...
Orange Islands.
I watched all the Orange Islands, and then I watched all of Johto, and then it was after Johto where I think I got to the age where I could kind of move on from it. But like, you know, talking about Pokemon Go in particular, I want to start off at that debut trailer of Pokemon Go, because mm-hmm. I remember how special that was.
Wow.
Like, not even when the game came out. This is like what, maybe a year prior or so, where it was that trailer. I forget what the context was when this trailer came out. It might have been Super Bowl or some shit, but like, you know, everybody in New York running to like catch this Mewtwo that mm-hmm. just spawned, and watching how that trailer was shared online, watching everybody get so excited about that trailer, and then having this moment of like, okay, that was cool as hell. No way this takes off, right? No way this feels like this. And then fast forward to Pokemon Go finally coming out, and it felt like a week of world peace. You know, like that was 2016. I had actually just moved to Seattle earlier that year. I had moved to Seattle in January 2016. When Pokemon Go came out, it was summer. And I remember going back home to visit because my sister was like leading this performance arts camp. And so I helped out with that. And so I was there for a week. And it was the same week that Pokemon Go came out. And so I was like,
sorry, I just got a raid invite in Pokemon.
Oh my God, this guy.
He's got to go.
He's got a Pokemon Go. But it was, I was back home in Champaign, Illinois. I was hanging out with my friends that I hadn't seen in 6 months. And the thing that kept coming up was, hey, we should go to the park, play some Pokemon Go. And I remember going to the park. Oh, I forget the name of the park. It was a park that was like right next to my high school. We used to go there every day. But went to the park, and this park was the most packed I've ever seen it. Everybody was there playing Pokemon Go. I had never seen anything like it. Throughout the week, I would just be outside. I was staying at my sister's apartment. I would just be outside catching Pokemon, right? Hanging out with my little baby nephew, right? Just catching Pokemon for the full week. Once I got home back in Seattle, I was like, all right, I guess I'm going to keep playing this thing. And it felt like this moment of, oh, everybody's doing this together. Nobody can get enough of Pokemon, right? Everybody's part of this thing. Hillary Clinton's talking about Pokemon Go to the polls, right? Like, it is this pop culture shared moment that we're all having that felt special.
I think you unplugged your mic maybe or something.
You got hype.
Oh shit,
there you go.
Another one, because not only did Pokemon have this amazing moment, but think about Pokemania of the late 90s. Yeah. Right, like the fact that this franchise, sure, $88 billion, like that number one, like that's wild, but the fact that that franchise was able to have multiple tentpole pop culture moments, like
yep.
so few things get to do that.
Yeah, in multiple mediums, right? Yep. Again, you go from playing on your Game Boy, you have this mobile game that is super successful, you have Pokemon TV series, you have toys, you have all these things that are working in tandem. You have a car. You have multiple cars. Pokemon cars, yeah, right? Like, it is...
Power 2000.
Pokemon alone has taken over the world. But yeah, Pokemon Go being a second coming of Pokemania, who would have seen it coming? Absolutely yeah. insane.
And what, you know, obviously I can relate so much to what you're saying about just like what that meant, seeing that trailer, being like, all right. And
yeah.
I remember seeing that trailer and me being obsessed with the concept of it, of like, if this even works, 1/100th as cool as this looks, unbelievable. I thought it wasn't going to be supported. I thought we were never actually going to see the light of day at yeah. all. But then looking into Niantic and their previous works, I remember Greg and I did a deep dive into this of the game that they had before Pokemon Go, mm-hmm. Because their headquarters is in San Francisco. Like it was like blocks away from IGN. And it was so interesting to look into. It was like a detective game where it's mm-hmm. like people would work together in real life to kind of like solve mysteries and shit. And I was like, oh, applying what we saw in that trailer to this makes sense. Like that yeah. could be cool. And that's exactly what it ended up being. And I remember being at I was living with two of my best friends at this point, Curran and Shari, who are married, and Curran grew up with me playing Pokemon. Like we are all in. Shari, not at all. Like she's aware of Pokemon because how are you not? But like never watched an episode, never played the games, never any of that stuff. Pokemon Go got her. It got everybody.
Yeah.
And I will never forget walking in after a day of work and Shari being like, oh my God, I got a Sandslash.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm like,
did those words just come out your mouth?
You're like, what? And she's like, yeah, my Sandshrew evolved. And I'm like, holy shit.
Yeah.
Like, you're not talking about Charmander here. You're talking yeah. about Sandslash. Like, some wild shit. How cool is that, though, you know?
Super cool. Of course, you all wrote in to kindoffunny.com/rememberblank with your memories of Pokemon Go. And you have a whole bunch here. Tyler Bergstrom writes in and says, my friend and I would drive to a park that had a bunch of Pokestops and walk around spinning each of them and shooting the shit. On one of these cool guy trips, while we were in a more wooded area, we stopped to catch a few Pokemon that popped up. At that moment, a balding, middle-aged man emerged from the bushes, dressed in slacks, white button-up shirt with a tie and a vest. This man looked us dead in the eye and said, you guys want to learn the speedball technique? instead of murdering us, he showed us that if you start swiping like crazy as soon as you tap on a Pokeball, or as soon as you tap on a Pokemon, you can throw a ball before it zooms out. Then he disappeared into the night without another word. That's literally an NPC moment.
That is absolutely incredible. Andrew Goldfarb taught me the speed technique a couple weeks ago, and it is a game changer. I don't have anyone spawning right now, so I can't show you, but it is so funny the lengths of which we will go to shave some frames off of an animation just so we can catch more faster. God. There's these events that they do, Bless, and they never stop.
Oh, God.
There's always events. There's always something to do. And they'll just be like, hey, this Saturday, it's a community day. So from 2 to 5 p.m., guess what? You ain't doing shit. You and your friends are going to walk back and forth in wooded areas, the pier, wherever the fuck you are, you're going to be talking, and the whole time, you're going to be fucking on your phone, just flicking things. You always know these days. You're walking, and like back in the day, you'd see like the groups of people, and you're like, wow, that's weird that there's a group here. They're playing Pokemon Go.
Yeah.
These days, it's a little bit more like, there's not as many people playing.
Yeah, it's like a secret society of people playing Pokemon
Go.
But
you know. You always know. Because you see them holding their phone, and they have the cable coming out to a portable charger in their little bag, and it's like, oh, they're going, baby.
I know what they're up to.
They're going.
Do you remember in 2016 where there would be establishments that would be like, hey, this isn't a Pokestop.
Oh, yeah.
Stop bothering us.
Just stop bothering us. Please. Oh, yeah.
Like, how insane was that, right? That, like, it infiltrated real life in that way. We're also, at the same time, like, hey, maybe we should try and get to become a Pokestop, right? Yep. Like, people would, that would boost business.
It did.
Insane.
Yeah.
Hoobastanky writes in and says, Pokemon Go came out during my sophomore year of college, so me and my buddies would go out and play after classes. One night, we were just having so much fun driving to different Pokestops that we decided to stay out and keep playing long into the night. We ended up playing until about 6 a.m. when we ran into some less than kind security guards outside the local art museum. I envy the fact that Pokemon Go came out when people were in college and high school, right? Could you imagine being that age and getting access to Pokemon Go?
No.
Like, I was like maybe a year removed from college at that point. Like, I had graduated in 2015. And so, like, if Pokemon Go came out a few years earlier, the way me and my friends would have been obsessed with it. We would have been outside all the time.
I mean, I just can't believe that I gave up on it pretty early. Like, I played when it first came out. Which I don't even remember. I want to say it was June.
June or July 2016.
Something like that. I think it was June. And then I played it like fairly religiously, but you're limited to where you're at. And at the time I was living at this shitty little place in Daly City. And it meant that I wasn't surrounded by too many like exciting like places. Mm-hmm. So I eventually kind of chilled off of it. But I remember it was Comic-Con that we went down to, and that was where they first released the birds, the legendary bird.
Mm-hmm.
And it was like, yo, I heard there was a Zapdos here. I heard this was happening, whatever. And it was like just a bunch of rumors, but it felt like being in elementary school and hearing rumors about video games. Like, if you beat Melee 25 times, you get Sonic and Tails.
If you go near the water, you'll find water Pokemon. It's like learning things like that. It's like, oh, if you spin the ball, you might get like a curve. And it's like, wait, are you for real?
There's a lot of shit. And it's funny to think back then there was 150 of them in the game.
Yep.
Or even less at that point. Now there are 800 something, and they cycle, and there's like so many different elements. Like, it is a completely changed game. It's wild out there, man.
Pokemon Go came out officially July 6, 2016.
Okay, cool.
Jake Oz writes in and says, one of my favorite Pokemon Go memories will always be when they did the Kanto regional tour. My best friend and I each bought a special event pass for the day. I bought blue, he bought red. And we headed to a local park where people would usually go to play. I had never seen it more crowded than I did on that day. Everyone was walking around, inviting each other to raids, trading version exclusive Pokemon, and adding new friends. We spent 3 or 4 hours that day completing our Kanto dexes since region exclusive Pokemon were available worldwide during the event. It was some of the most fun I had playing the game, and now I always look forward to the yearly regional tour.
Dude, I can't wait for the Sinnoh tour. It's not announced yet, but it's about to come up, and I need it. I need it so bad, man. I need them Sinnoh stones. I need a whole bunch of the starters fully evolved. God,
I love how much you're into this.
Oh, I'm so in. It's very scary, but to the point of what he's saying here, like, I actually just completed my Kanto Dex not too long ago, a couple weeks ago at GoFest, which is like the big annual Pokemon Go day, and I got to experience a lot of what he's talking about here. Like, Rayquaza was like the big mega raid that they had. And me and Goldfarb spent the entire day, because this one I think was from 10 to 5. So it was like a whole ass day. 2 days, Saturday and Sunday, and we did both days.
God damn.
And we just walked back and forth on the along the pier, and there were thousands of people playing this game.
That's awesome.
Like, it was insane. And like when you'd get to like a place with one of the raids, everyone would just stop, and like it felt like the commercial. Like it felt like everyone fighting the Mewtwo. We are just there literally tapping on our fucking phones. The worst gameplay of all time.
Yep.
But there's something so hype and exciting about people literally cheer. Like, it was like this without the yelping and like whatever. But like, we're all there. And like, when it gets taken down, there is like a yes.
Oh, we do.
You know? But then, then there's this extra added factor. And like, what I think is so cool about how deep I am now into this Pokemon Go world is how much of a community there actually is and how much support there is for this game and how interesting some of the conversations around it are, where there are like there's a whole culture of YouTubers that just cover Pokemon Go.
Mm-hmm.
All they do, which is not a surprise.
Yeah.
But because of the unique nature of Pokemon Go being such a get out and explore type game, and with so many events that are actually in different parts of the world, there are people that just travel. And so their content is essentially vlogs of them in different places. And like, this is one YouTuber named Trainer Tips. The funniest thing is going back and like watching older videos and Andrew Goldfarb showing up in all of them, because he was like the incredible IGN guy that would just travel around with everyone.
Mm-hmm.
But these are like incredible vlogs of like him in Japan for like a month.
Mm-hmm.
And then just it's his journey in Japan, but also Pokemon Go. Like, there's a lot of cool things about it. Or like they'll go to special places and like literally they'll find a place of like, by the demographics list on Niantic's website, this is the country in the world with the fewest Pokemon Go players. I'm going to go there to see what happens. Like, to see what Pokemon Go looks like there. But yeah, this is one of the videos from Trainer Tips that Raj is showing. But anyways, man, there's just like a lot of cool stuff out there.
It's like, God, have you seen Breaking Bad?
I haven't.
Okay, well, there's a scene in Breaking Bad where Walter White is like talking about like who the fuck he is, right? And he's like, dude, like, I don't think you understand who I am. He's talking to his wife. I don't think you understand who I am. Like, if I just disappeared, an entire business that could be listed on the NASDAQ just goes away. And like, that's Pikachu right there.
Oh, yeah.
Right? Could you imagine if Pokemon just went away?
If Pikachu was kidnapped, Pokemon would go under.
Like, the world might go under. Like, that's how big Pokemon is at this point. It's like, you know, we talk about 88 billion.
Yeah.
You talk about 88 billion the Pokemon company is bringing in. That doesn't account for the fucking vloggers out there.
Nah.
Right? That doesn't account for all the content creators.
Oh, yeah, you're right.
And like the secondary markets.
Yeah, man. No,
shit.
It's
like, dude, 88 billion is the tip of the iceberg.
Yeah, man. It's really, really wild. The last thing I want to say that I think is really cool is like, in addition to there being all the Pokemon in the games, like Pokemon since Gen 2 have always had the shinies, right?
Yeah.
How many shinies have you ever caught in Pokemon?
Never. I've not caught one shiny.
Zero, right?
Yeah.
I think that's a normal story for people. It's like in the core games, like you really got to go out of your way and hunt these things. And that is the post-game experience for a lot of people that really value that intense grind. I've never been that guy. I've gotten a handful of shinies in my time. There's the story-based ones like Gyarados and shit, but those don't count.
Yeah.
You come across them, you're like, oh, this is cool. In Pokemon Go, they're a lot more common, but they're still extremely rare. But that is the real hunt. So when people are all doing the raids, you raid against a Zapdos or whatever, and even though you win, everyone has a different 1 out of 120 chance or whatever of it being shiny. So you'll hear people pop off because they got a shiny.
Yeah.
It's exciting as hell, man. Like,
that's super exciting.
There's like layers and levels
to it.
It's
like being at being at church and somebody catches the Holy Ghost. That's a very specific experience that happens. You know, like when you're just praising the Lord, all of a sudden there's somebody in the corner going crazy. It's like,
that
person
just
caught a shiny right there.
What an insane fucking comparison.
But it happens. You know what I mean? Ladies and gentlemen, that's been another episode of Remember Blank. Some Christian Bible jokes for you. That's what I'm here for. Of course, we got more for you to write in to Remember Blank with. Currently, we're looking for your input on your Cyberpunk 2077 memories. So go over to kindoffunny.com/rememberblank to be a part of the nostalgia. Until next time, I've been Blessing. That's been Tim. I heard Roger's got the Holy Ghost.
Got
our pleasure to serve you.